Weekend Breakfast
with Refilwe Mpakanyane
on 702 for the curious.
It's 8:37 and I've got a guest in studio. His name is Innocent Nkanyiso Kanyisani, and one of the co-founders of the Dunga Simulation Driving Academy. It's a car simulation training program that is based out in Soweto. And I found this quite interesting because we know that for a lot of people playing in the virtual reality space, for instance, you know, the potential of the industry has not quite been realized as fully as they'd like it to be, and it's an ongoing process. But essentially the idea is that VR, or simulation in this instance, is going to be very, very helpful in educating people within who are going to be working within dangerous environments. So whilst they can't, or preferably shouldn't, be training in those dangerous environments, VR and simulation gives you the ability to train for them, right? It also gives them the ability to train for those rare conditions. Let's say, for instance, mining on Mars. You can't train there, but you can get ready to do so in a VR or simulated environment. And we come back to reality with the Dunga Simulation Driving, a company that's based in Soweto and essentially targeting young people who are trying to obtain, or in the process of obtaining, their licenses. Those are grade 11s and grade 12s. And I've got Innocent Nkanyiso Kanyisani in studio to talk about Dunga Simulation Driving. So thank you so much for joining me today, Innocent. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much also to welcoming me on your studio. I'm overwhelmed by it.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you here. So, you know, we've talked about VR and simulation and dangerous and rare conditions. And in our instance here in South Africa, you are solving the problem of people needing to train, but, you know, incurring cost and incurring expenses. And you're pitching the simulation program towards learners generally in grade 11 and 12. But who else are you targeting? And why did you decide to set up Dunga Simulation Driving?
Thank you once again. My name is Innocent Kanyisani. They also call me Nkanyiso Matonsi. And the idea came about after I graduated from varsity, and then we felt that because most of the time we come out of varsity, we end up graduating without a driver's license. Mm. And then when you're looking for a job, it's a must to have your driver's license. And then in that way, maybe you'll be lucky and get that job. Then you end up buying the license in a way, you see.
Yeah.
And then that's when we decided that, how about we can introduce something that will be more appealing to, students that got busy life, whereby they can enjoy themselves more of a meaningful play while they are acquiring those skills for driving. Mm. That's when it came. And also, for grade 11 and 12, we felt that after passing your matric, it's very difficult for you to find a job because you don't have that special skills in that way. And then
So tell me, in terms of costs, then how much do lessons cost at the Dunga Simulation Driving? Because that is a big factor for a lot of people as well. Being able to afford a driving school, for instance, is not something that a lot of people can do.
Yes, our lessons, they start from 50 rand, and then it depends with you how much you need for our service to fine tune you so that you can get the relevant skills that you want.
What programs are you training? What programs are you training these students on?
We're training basically on the basic that way you go for your driver's license, lessons like your parallel parking and everything, your testing, and also we also cover your learners, whereby you can be able to once you sorted with your learners, you are able to go and have a real car ride experience after all those development. Yes.
So you're using K50, obviously the K53 model, which is what we use here in South Africa.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's just adopted from that principle.
Mm. Yeah. So tell me about your equipment. People come in and they're sitting in or training in what kind of environment?
Our equipment is just simple. It's got screens in front. Mm. It's got the real car dashboard, sometimes you'll find that it's mimic the other brands of the cars around.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's all the your pedals of the car. It's got your seat belt. It's got your ignition, like the real car. You feel like in a real car. The only thing, it's mm-hmm. got all those motion feelings.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that will it differ is just that it only uses visual. You feel like you're driving,
yeah.
But it's still there. But you get the relevant feeling as a real yeah. car.
So because it is simulation, and obviously you're obviously driving, but the difference for someone who's learning and hasn't necessarily gotten into a real car environment, how different are those two differences and those two experiences rather? Because from what I've seen and looked at, it might seem to me, to someone else, that this is more of an arcade game experience versus giving you real life feeling.
I think the advantage of this one will be it's very safe.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that hard obstacle, like you can't panic, and it's taking you from you graduate eventually step by step, then you are able to be taken to drive around the city using the yeah. visuals out there.
Yeah. Yes. Are you strictly targeting the civilian population? I understand that this could also be used for other training in military and police service.
Yes, it's also relevant to that. And also, mind you, there are all those job recruitment companies.
Mm-hmm.
We also do driver's assessment,
yeah.
And also we do those rehabilitation of the drivers after traumatic experience per se, and your military, your police department, so that we can be able to also to efficiently save petrol, because some other people, they got the skill but they don't go again to advance their skills, and then in a way it's more of a problem for them.
All right.
Yes.
Fantastic. Mm. Innocent, thank you so much for coming into studio and for your time. It's really, really good to see young people doing their own thing and spotting a problem and stepping into the breach. You guys have been running for about a year now,
yes,
right?
Yes.
How many branches do you have so far?
So far we got in Soweto, mm-hmm. we got in Pretoria and Linwood, and also in Durban,
yeah.
by Kongela.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also trying to expand, because they open it next year. We're going to be doing our road shows around, so that we're going to be making to show out to people, so that how they can feel,
okay.
using the technology so far.
Fantastic. Yes. We look forward to hearing more about your expansion, and all the best on your journey.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right. And I'm very humbled by this experience. And
thank you for coming in. That's Dunga Simulation Driving. My guest in studio is Innocent Khanyisani. Siyabonga Buti.